Welcome to the Victory in Living broadcast with your hosts, Ray and Pam Jackson. We are coming to you every week to bring words of encouragement and insights into living a victorious Christian life. Psalms 138, 7 through 8 says, "Though I walk in the midst of trouble, you will revive me. You will stretch out your hand against the wrath of mine enemies, and your right hand will save me. The Lord will perfect that which concerns me. Your mercy, O Lord, endures forever. Do not forsake the works of your hands." Jeremiah 29:11 reads, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." So plan on joining us every Saturday morning for good singing, testimonies, and the Word. But before we get into the lesson for today, let's ask Ray to come and sing for us.
Well, life is easy when you're up on the mountain and you've got peace of mind like you've never known. But then things change and you're down in the valley. Don't lose your faith, 'cause you're never alone. For the God on the mountain, He's the God in the valley. When things go wrong, He'll make them right. And the God of the good times is still God in the bad times. The God of the day is still God in the night. You talk of faith when you're up on the mountain. Faith talk comes easy when life's at its best. But when you're in a valley of trials and temptations, that's when your faith is really put to the test. Hallelujah. For the God on the mountain is the God in the valley. When things go wrong, He'll make them right. And the God of the good times is still God in the bad times. The God of the day is still God in the night. The God of the day is still God in the night.
Thanks, Ray. I know that the people enjoyed that. And in fact, I had intended on dedicating that to our friends out at Christ Life Church that's found in South Fort Worth. And we've known those people for 20 more than
26 years.
Yeah, about that. And then we've made some new friends out at the Family Worship Center in Newark, so we wanted to dedicate it to those that are listening out there.
Amen.
Too. So you sang God of the Mountain.
Woo! Lord,
and
yes.
And it's an anointing song, and it's full of truth. And you know, I think your singing just keeps getting better and better.
Amen. Honey, well, I really enjoyed being in Christ Life Church today.
Amen. Well, you know what? We've had a good time the last couple of weeks, haven't we?
Oh, man. Have we ever?
You gave me a birthday party on the 1st, and I was so blessed by all the people who came and celebrated with me. And, you know, it's true what it says in Proverbs 17:17, and that is, a friend loves at all times. And I truly found that out, and I really feel blessed.
Amen, baby.
And then what did we do this Sunday?
You know, then Sunday, Pam, we were so blessed to be with our good friends, Pastors Cliff and Judy McKern, at the ordination of their sons Samuel and Nicole McKern out at Christ Life Church. It's an exciting time to see the next generation that begins to move in God's pathway for their life. Pastor Samuel and Nicole are the new pastors at Christ Life Church there in South Fort Worth. We saw a lot of acquaintances we've known for a long time, and we sure love all of them.
You know, Ray, we've got some exciting news of our own, don't we?
You better believe it. The first Sunday night in June, that's the third day of June, we're going to be having our first prayer gathering in celebration of our new facilities. They're located at 7017 Baker Boulevard, Suite C in Richland Hills, Texas. We'll be sending out more information on how to get there and the time it starts in our next newsletter. So if you're not on our mailing list, be sure to listen at the end of the program to find out just how to sign up. So, Pam, what are we going to be talking about this week?
Ray, we've been talking about prayer in April, and then last Saturday we reviewed again the lesson on divine destiny. But this week I want to go back and talk a little more about prayer. I challenged everyone to purpose to hear, accept, and welcome the word, to believe the word, speak the word, and act on the word, because it is a creative force.
Okay, Pam, let's read James 1 and 22. He says, but be doers of the word. It means to obey the message and not merely just listen to it. Betraying yourself, what? Into deception by reasoning contrary to the truth. Notice the phrase, obey the message. You've got to obey the message.
Amen.
Okay, now let's look at James 2 and 17. So also faith, if it does not have works, that's deeds and actions of obedience to back it up, by itself it's destitute of power. In other words, it's inoperative and it's dead. This is where we want to go this week. You have to put the word into action.
Right, Ray. Just as I put the lyrics of the song, Prayer is the Key to Heaven, in the last newsletter. In fact, let me read it. Prayer is the key to heaven, but faith unlocks the door. Words are so easily spoken. Prayer without faith is like a boat without oars. Have faith when you speak to the Master. That's all He asks you for. Prayer is the key to heaven, but faith unlocks the door. So have faith when you speak to the Master. That's all He asks you for. Prayer is the key to heaven, but faith unlocks the door. Ray, notice it said prayer is the key to heaven, but what do we have to unlock the door? Faith unlocks the door.
Okay, that's good, Pam. And another little song we used to sing is, in fact, let me sing a little bit of it now. It says, I believe God, I believe God, ask what you will and shall be done. I believe God, I believe God, trust and obey, believe Him and say, I believe God.
Wow.
That's a powerful little chorus. But the message in it is true. We have to know the word. We asked according to the word. Believe God. Why? Because the word tells us in Isaiah 55 and 11, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return to me void. See, without producing any effect, useless. But it shall accomplish that which I please and purpose, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it.
Ray, I like that. In fact, in the Message paraphrase, it reads, so will the words that come out of my mouth not come back empty-handed. They'll do the work I sent them to do. They'll complete the assignment I gave them. So our challenge to the radio audience this week is to put the word into action.
Amen.
Let's start by reading Matthew 7, 17 through 27, and I'm reading from the Amplified. Even so, every healthy, sound tree bears good fruit, worthy of admiration. But the sickly, decaying, worthless tree bears bad, worthless fruit. A good healthy tree cannot bear bad worthless fruit, nor can a bad diseased tree bear excellent fruit worthy of admiration. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and cast into the fire. Therefore, you will fully know them by their fruits. Now listen. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. Many will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name and driven out demons in your name and done many mighty works in your name? And then I will say to them openly, publicly, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who work wickedly, disregarding my commands. So everyone who hears these words of mine and acts upon them, obeying them, will be like a sensible, prudent, practical man who built his house upon the rock. And the rain fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat against that house. Yet it did not fall, because it had not been founded on, Yet it did not fall because it had been founded on the rock. And everyone who hears these words of mine and does not do them will be like a stupid, foolish man who built his house upon the sand. And the rain fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell, and great and complete was the fall of it.
Yes, amen. That's good. And let me read that in this Message Bible. The way to life, to God, is vigorous and requires total attention. Be wary of false preachers who smile a lot. They drip with practiced sincerity. Chances are they're out to rip you off somewhere or other. Don't be impressed with their charisma.
Wow.
Look for character.
Yeah, look for character.
Yeah, but you need to look for the real character in the heart. Yeah,
that's right.
Preachers are the main thing, not what they say. A genuine leader will never exploit your emotions or your pocketbook.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. These diseased trees with their bad apples are going to be chopped down and burned. Knowing the correct password, saying, Master, Master, for instance, isn't going to get you anywhere with me. What is required is serious obedience, doing what my Father wills. I can see it now. At the final judgment, thousands strutting up to me and saying, Master, we preached the message. We bashed the demons. Our God-sponsored projects had everyone talking. Oh, yeah. And do you know what I'm going to say? Yeah, this is what God's saying. You missed the boat. All you did was use me to make yourself important. But you don't impress me one bit. You're out of here. Amen? These words I speak to you are not incidental additions to your life. Homeowner improvements to your standard of living. They are foundational words, words to build a life on. If you work these words into your life, you're like a smart carpenter who built his house on a solid rock. Rain poured down, the river flooded, a tornado hit, but nothing moved that house.
Wow.
For it was fixed to the rock.
Amen.
Amen. But if you just use God's words in Bible studies and don't work them in your life, you're like, you know, just a stupid carpenter who built his house on a sandy beach. When a storm rolled in and the waves came up, it collapsed like a house of cards.
Now, people, that was a paraphrase of the Bible, the Message Bible.
That come out of the Message
Bible.
Yeah,
and that was real good.
Amen. That wasn't Ray Jackson's
voice. No. And in fact, Raymond, notice in the passage that you read in the Message, it started, the way to life, to God, is vigorous and requires total attention. How true. And then further down, it reads, knowing the correct password, saying, Master, Master, for instance, isn't going to get you anywhere with me. What is required is serious obedience,
yes,
doing what my Father wills.
Amen.
So my question today is, do you want your deeds to be blessed?
Come on.
Do you want to see supernatural results in your life? Well, if you do, you will have to do more than simply read the Word of God.
Amen.
You'll have to put it into action. Do you know anyone who has all the answers, Ray?
Well, I'm going to tell you, there's no natural man here on this earth I know of. But I do know a man who has supplied all the answers in his Word. And that's God's Word, God.
Right.
But you know, Pam, you have to do more than just read the Word. You do have to put it into action. As we read in the Message Bible, it requires serious obedience.
Wow.
So let's look at a few more scriptures. The first one's found in one of your favorite passages, Pam, Philippians 4, verse 9. Practice what you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, and model your way of living on it. And the God of peace, upon troubled, undisturbed well-being, it's going to be with you.
Amen.
Now, that come out of the Message Bible.
Yes.
Philippians 4, verse 9. Now, let's go to James, the first chapter, starting in verse 22 and read through the 25th. Now, this is in the Amplified Bible. But be doers of the word, obey the message, and not merely listeners to it. Betraying yourself into deception by reasoning contrary to the truth. For if anyone only listens to the word without obeying it and being a doer of it, he's going to be like a man who looks carefully at his own natural face in a mirror. For he thoughtfully observes himself. Then what? Goes off and promptly forgets what he was like?
Wow.
Wow. But he who looks carefully into the faultless law, the law of liberty, and is faithful to it, and perseveres in looking into it, being not a heedless listener who forgets, but he's an active, or she's an active doer, they're obeying, he shall be blessed in his doing, for his life is a life of obedience.
Amen. And Ray, let me read that in the Message. Don't fool yourself into thinking that you are a listener when you are anything but. Letting the word go in one ear and out the other. Act on what you hear.
Amen.
Those who hear and don't act are like those who glance in the mirror, walk away, and 2 minutes later have no idea who they are or what they look like. You know, the Message Bible is really a good translation.
Amen.
Let's read on. But whoever catches a glimpse of the revealed counsel of God, the free life, even out of the corner of his eye, and sticks with it, is no distracted, I like this, Raymond, scatterbrain. But a man or woman of action. That person will find delight and affirmation in the action. You say, I got it. Okay, so we're going to, are you ready? Commit to do everything.
How much, Pam?
Everything. Everything God's Word tells us to do. Make that quality decision to step out in faith on every command you see there.
Good, Pam. Remember what God's instructions to Joshua were? Now, let's read some in Joshua, the first chapter. Here's what it says, first chapter. Every place, this is verse 3, every place upon which the sole of your foot shall tread, that have I given to you as I promised Moses. Notice God reminds Joshua of his promise to Moses and then begins to give instructions and promises to Joshua. Verse 5, no man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not fail you or forsake you. Verse 6 says, be strong, confident, and of good courage, for you shall cause this people to inherit the land which I swore to your fathers to give them. Verse 7, only you be strong, be very courageous, that you may do according to all the law, which Moses, my servant, commanded you. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that you may prosper wherever you go.
Notice, Ray, in verse 7 it says, turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that you may prosper wherever you go. Joshua was not to turn away from God's word. In fact, the message reads like this. Give it everything you have.
Amen.
Heart and soul. Make sure you carry out the revelation that Moses commanded you. Every bit of it. Don't get off track, either left or right, so as to make sure you get to where you're going.
Right, Pam. But hey, let's go on. This book, it says in verse 8, this is chapter 1 of Joshua, this book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, that you may observe and do according to all that is written therein. For when you shall make, listen folks, for then you shall make your way prosperous, and then you shall deal wisely and have good success. Did you get all of that? That's to you. Read it for yourself in the Message paraphrase.
In fact, Ray, let me read it, okay?
Okay, you read it for us.
Okay, so in the 8th verse in the Message, it reads, and don't for a minute let this book of the Revelation be out of mind. Ponder and meditate on it day and night, making sure you practice everything written in it. Then you'll get where you're going, then you'll succeed. That's good, Ray. Let's list some of the points here. First, don't for a minute let the word be out of your mind.
You see, we are to ponder and we to meditate on the word day and night.
Right. And then the third point found there was, and make sure we practice everything written in it. Then what happens, Ray?
Well, in the Amplified Bible, it reads, then you shall deal wisely, and you're going to have good success. And in the Message, it reads that you will get where you are going, and then you're going to succeed. Notice the promise made in verse 9. Have not I commanded you? Be strong, vigorous, very courageous. Be not afraid, neither be dismayed. For the Lord your God is with you wherever you go.
Right. You know, the Message there reads, haven't I commanded you strength, courage? Be not timid. Don't be discouraged. God, your God, is with you every step you take. So, people, are you tired of being sick and tired? Are you tired of your money running out before the month? Then do as God told Joshua, strength, courage, don't be timid, don't be discouraged. God, your God, is with you every step you take.
You know, Pam, but what we have to do is keep reading, keep studying the word, folks. Put that word that you read into action. We have to take time to listen to good teachings. Find a good Bible believing, practicing Word Church, but never stop putting the word you've read and read it and put it into action. As you put the word into action, you'll also see God's faithfulness and fulfilling his promises.
Wow, that's so good, Ray. And you know, our time's about gone, so remind them once more, real quick, what the date is that we're going to have our first prayer and praise gathering.
We're going to have it on June the 3rd. You'll be getting more information about the time and everything. Its address is 7017 Baker Boulevard, Suite C, Richland Hills, Texas.
And what is some of the things that we're going to be doing?
Well, we're going to be gathering, celebrating. We're going to be praying and dedicating the building. I'm sure there'll be some praise and worship and just sharing the word of God.
And we're going to have some really special people that will be with us,
right,
that will help us set forth this work.
Amen.
And I'm excited. Are you?
Amen.
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 We'll be ministering to needs, whatever the need is. We'll be laying hands on people, believing, and miracles are going to happen that night.
Amen. So here's our son, and he's going to tell you how you can get in touch with this ministry and how you can leave your information so that you can be added to our mailing list and not miss out on any of the exciting things that are coming in the future. God bless.
It's that time again. Time to say goodbye. But before we do, let me invite those of you who have not received Jesus as your personal Savior to pray this prayer with me. Heavenly Father, I come to you in the name of Jesus. Your word says in Acts 2:21, "Whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved." I am calling on you. I pray and ask Jesus to come into my heart and be Lord over my life according to Romans 10:9-10. If thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. I do that now. I confess that Jesus is Lord, and believe in my heart that God has raised him from the dead. Now declare, I am now reborn. I am a Christian, a child of Almighty God. I am saved. Praise the Lord. I want to encourage you to write us at Victory in Living Ministries at 5221 Shiver Road, Keller, Texas, 76244. Email us at Victory in Living, that's all one word, victoryinliving@aol.com. Please visit us at our website at Victory in Living Ministries, again, all one word, victoryinlivingministries.org. Until next week, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace, according to Numbers 6:24-26.
So many times I've knelt beneath that heavy load. On bending knees, there to God I prayed. As I knelt there on the floor, he reminded me once more that the answer was already on the way. Oh yes, the answer's on the way, this I know. My Jesus said it, I believe it, and it's so. Our Heavenly Father knows the need before we pray, and you can rest assured the answer's on the way. Now if there's a special need within your life, my friend, well, and you're seeking for the answer every day, well, if by faith you'll start believing, mighty soon you'll be receiving, for the answer is already on the way. Oh, yes, the answer's on the way, this I know. My Jesus said it, I believe it, and it's so. Our Heavenly Father knows the need before we pray, and you can rest assured the answer's on the way. Oh, yes, the answer's on the way, this I know. My Jesus said it, I believe it, and it's so. Our Heavenly Father knows the need before we pray, and you can rest assured the answer's on the way.